Oh yeah, Queens of the Court.
Aren't you glad we have good taste in music?
Right.
I was thinking the other day about how often we need to switch up our intro music.
How often do you think?
I don't know. I was just thinking about it.
It's real easy to do.
It is. I agree. Alright.
Queens of the Court Podcast. What up?
It's the Queens of the Court Podcast. We're the king-size queens. I'm Paul Alfred Jafrida. Peach. Brisket.
You love Peach.
Peach Jiffy.
You love Peach. You
just Peach is, yeah, that's my new thing.
So you're getting rid of Brisket.
I'm getting rid of Brisket. I'm just going to go with Peach.
Peach.
Yeah.
You know. What about, why don't you just change the Instagram to Peach too?
Gonna try.
You should get on that.
All right. Who are you?
I'm John Hansen. Housen.
That's all you got. He's just John Hansen.
Bop. Bop.
It's the Queens of the Court Podcast. We're here bringing you all things women's basketball. It's the middle of the WNBA season right now, and we just lost a whole bunch of players to EuroBasket, European Championship League 2019.
Yeah, all that stuff.
But what that means is that some of your beloved WNBA players are not in the WNBA right now.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
And that's
big list.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's not an ideal thing, especially when you're right dab smack in the middle of the season. And you have some players that are really contributing to what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And to lose them off these teams is just kind of like it kills the momentum, it almost feels like.
I think it's
a nice thing for the league because there's a lot of talent everywhere, right? But it's like you want to see the best players always playing at the top of the game.
So I think it's an unfortunate thing, and I think it's a reflection on, you know, the pay that these players have in the WNBA. Because, you know, if they were asked to choose, you know, between playing, you know, for their, you know, nation's team in the European Championships or the WNBA, many of them might choose the European Championships just because the incentive to play in the W just isn't financially so significant that it's like
totally, yeah,
I would miss that. Whereas like you see like in all kinds of sports, you know male players foregoing, you know, playing with their national team so that they can be fresh for club,
yeah, because of how much they get paid,
right? That's what I'm saying.
They're so, like, we don't care,
so we don't blame the athletes for this at all. It's just a reflection that, you know, the financial incentive to be there for the league just isn't there yet.
No, it's not. I mean, It's like I said, again, it's unfortunate. There are a lot of great players, a lot of teams that are, you know, like you got the Liberty that lose four players and Amanda Zawi B, who's playing great.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Yeah. Four players. That's rough.
Cuatro.
You're just loving cuatro right now? I don't know. The way you're saying it, I mean, it's kind of funny.
So that's happening. European championships. You're losing some good players. I don't know what else there is to say about it. We wish it wasn't happening, but it is. You got anything else?
Nah,
let's move on.
Move on.
So, exciting news. Dan Hughes came back to the head coach of the Storm.
Came back from his
surgery. He had a tumor removed. We are all happy to have him back and hoping that, you know, no more problems arise.
Yeah, and I mean, the Storm have been playing great.
Right? He's got to be stoked coming back like, yo, what up? Yeah. Y'all been killing
Thank you.
Let's go.
Keeping this ship afloat without me.
Right. Thanks for keeping without me, without Sue Bird, without Stewie.
Right. Without a lot of people. But you knew that he was probably going to be back. Like,
someone give Natasha Howard like an early Christmas bonus.
Right?
She's been crushing it this year.
Look at Jewel Lloyd just sitting there doing what she does, too.
Like unflappable. Yeah. Just like, boom.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still doing me.
Yeah, it makes me happy. It actually makes me really happy because, you know, I feel like Jewel Lloyd, you know, hasn't, you know, always gotten the credit that she deserves in the WNBA. You know, in college she was thought of as, like, you know, one of the best players in the league. She was a number one draft pick. And then Stewie showed up a year later and just stole the spotlight. It was the Stewie show.
Yeah, Stewie.
And, like, you know, you get it. Stewie's amazing. But I'm just happy that Jewel Lloyd is having a chance to, like, you know, be the player on a team that's winning.
Yeah,
that's what it comes down to.
It's great. It's great. It's great for the league.
Good to see Dan Hughes back on the sidelines.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. He's a great coach.
Great coach.
You know, champion, all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah, Seattle Storm.
Yeah, well, welcome back.
And they just keep winning. And they're pretty high up in our power rankings this week, which you can check out at our website, www.kingsizequeens.com/queens-of-the-court.
Do the rap.
That was the rap.
No, but you're supposed to do it like fast then.
Where are you at?
No, no, no. You do it, and then you do it fast.
Drop me a sick beat, John, and I'll rap it.
No, but you did it the last.
Where's the sick beat? All right, no sick beat?
I mean, I'll play something.
All right, what else you got? What's going on this week? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind this week? I mean, I'm pretty, like, I'm just happy with how this season's going so far.
Okay.
I don't have, like, the biggest storylines.
We were just 5 minutes ago, we were talking about you wanting to talk about something.
Oh. Yeah.
So why don't you share with our listeners, our avid listeners.
I mean, so for me, the travel is just going to be one of those recurring things that's going to keep popping up.
What does that mean, the travel?
The travel of in the WNBA. So travel issues, the travel problems, the teams getting around.
Tell me about the problems. I haven't heard about the problems, John. Tell me about the
problems. You've heard about a lot of the problems.
Tell me about the problems. What are you talking about?
The current issue is the Fever just played in Seattle. Right, so their flight had like 5 delays, had, you know, all these problems. It was a connecting flight, right? So they had to fly into Atlanta to get back to Indy, and they have a game tomorrow. And their connecting flight in Atlanta back to Indy was canceled, or they missed it. They actually just completely missed it because of all the connection problems. So they had to take a 10-hour bus ride from Atlanta to Indy. And during the bus ride, the bus driver had to actually stop, get out, and change over to a new bus driver because of how long the trip is, and they're not allowed to make that long of a trip.
So what did that bus driver do? Just
they switched
like,
out.
Switched out they, and then like took a 5-hour drive back?
I guess.
Back home?
I have no idea. That's crazy, right? So that happened. The bus then like had problems.
I wonder if the WNBA books like their flights on Spirit.
Honestly.
Spirit is the worst, and all these travel issues, I'm just like, if they flew JetBlue, they wouldn't have that problem.
Sure.
Queens of the Court podcast, now sponsored by JetBlue Airlines.
Yeah, soon the WNBA is going to be sponsored by JetBlue just because of this podcast.
Just because of this podcast.
Yeah, they're going to be like, why not sponsor them?
I mean, JetBlue's dope.
Yeah, dope.
You know, they could use, you know what they need? They need like a JetBlue-sponsored team in Colorado.
That's what they should do.
That's what they need.
Right? It's like a JetBlue.
You could call them like...
It's like a JetBlue hub.
The Denver Blue Sky.
Wow. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's cute, right?
I mean, they already have a team with a sky.
Denver Blues? No, that sounds so sad.
Yeah.
Don't do that, WNBA. All right, moving on. No, let's not move on. Let's talk about the travel options, though, because the travel options, the travel issues, it brings back to the point of just a money issue.
Sure.
Do we need to hold a fundraiser?
They have money.
I think we should hold a fundraiser for the WNBA.
I just don't think it's being allocated correctly, and they're doing the right things with it.
What do you think they're doing with it?
Clearly, it's, you know, people are getting paid still, right? So, like, the upper management in the WNBA might be getting a little too much money, apparently.
Is that really what you think?
Maybe.
You think it's upper management in the WNBA?
Maybe.
Ooh, I don't think so. I think, if anything, as much money as possible right now is going towards, like, promotion.
Sure.
Like get sure. The league out there. Like pay for advertising.
I've seen minor league baseball teams have easier travel.
Well, because those teams are owned by major league clubs and
they own
like
5 or 6 other little divisions inside.
Nah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nah, those teams have so much money coming in.
But okay, so most of these teams are owned by huge billionaire, millionaire, things like that.
Yeah, but they're not trying to lose that much money.
Yeah, you invest into something and it comes back
I'm
to you.
just saying there's two sides to the argument. Like, and I
Sure.
don't agree, I don't disagree that we need more money being funneled into, like, player treatment and, like, quality of the WNBA and all that. But where does that money come from? Like, I don't think it's as simple as, like, it's those damn rich guys taking all that money in their pockets. I mean, maybe it is, but, like, I think
Yeah,
it's more the truth than
most
that.
of the players in the WNBA are probably less expensive than a full-time employee for some of these teams.
Probably. I mean, that goes back to the Stewie situation. Now that she's earning more money as an ambassador for the league this year than she would as a player.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real concern, but like I still think that there is money there, and I think that these owners of these teams, I don't think they're in jeopardy of folding or things like that. It's more of a you gotta throw money at it to make it happen.
I think we should hold a fundraiser.
Should we? All right,
We'll
let's
sell
do
all
it.
that merchandise you've been wanting to get for our brand.
And then give it back to the WNBA.
Yeah. That way, like, we spread our brand and all that money just goes right back to the WNBA. That's pretty good.
But I want money.
Know.
We're
Maybe you
not
should get a job.
we're not a charity organization yet.
No, we're not.
No, we are not a non-profit.
Washington Mystics had a great week this week. Washington Mystics had a stellar week. Recorded three wins. Elena Delladon looked in, like, peak form. Looked absolutely phenomenal this week.
She looked like the WNBA player of the week.
Is that what she is?
Yeah.
Ah, you go, EDD. Yeah, I like Elena Delladon. I'm really happy to see her. Not that she was not doing well earlier in the season, but it's nice to see her have a few breakout, like, really strong scoring games in a row. So I like seeing it. There's always a lot of pressure on her to deliver. So.
Totally. Deladon is. I was looking up some stats.
Oh,
I
okay.
was just looking up some good stuff. Well,
Bye.
it was. I was looking up more stuff on the WNBA owners' money stuff, so I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just got in my head, and I was just like, I want to know.
Let's talk about Elena Delladon.
Yeah, Deladon.
Yeah.
Sorry, sorry. Just
No, it's
almost.
okay.
Yeah,
Let's
just
do
want
it, though.
to go, So, Deladon, yeah, she's
Hot mess.
hot mess, but
Hot
whatever.
mess.
Just next topic.
What do you mean, next topic?
I'm
This
just
is the
kidding.
next
I'm just
topic.
kidding. I'm just kidding. I just saying. Hey, yeah, she was player of the week. She's playing great. She had a few lackluster performances earlier in the season. Now she looks like she's finding her groove. Girl ballin'. Ballin'. She was your spotlight queen last week.
No, she was my social media.
Spotlight queen. I just turned them all into spotlight
It's all
queens.
just spotlight queens
Yeah,
now.
they're just spotlight queens. Who you spotlighted?
All right.
She dope.
She is dope. So the Mystics look good,
Yeah.
and they look solid.
They
They
look like they're trying to get back to the finals again.
which is good after a week, because the week before they didn't look as good. They had a couple losses, and this week they looked really good. Some convincing wins. It almost feels like, there was like a, yo, let's go. Come on,
Yeah.
we can do this.
I mean, I would have thought that they would be one of the, one, two, or three already this, sitting there all year long. Like, that's who I would have picked is the Mystics. I could see them easily being the top team the whole rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, because they have that, they have that star power that you look
Yeah.
for in, like, the playoff run, right?
Totally.
So,
Chrissy Tolliver's playing great again.
Ariel Atkins.
Yeah, they're playing great. And, I love the Sun. I do. And especially when we got that first-hand look.
Burn it down.
Burn it down. But the Mystics they've been there, They're one of the top teams, and I think that they're showing it, and Deladon's proving that she might be competing for MVP this season.
I feel like she's competing for the MVP every season.
Earlier in the year, would you have said that though?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, she just
No,
didn't look as
but
sharp.
I just mean, like absolutely, I have full faith that every year that she's on the court, she's competing for an MVP award.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like they sat down because they had like a 20-point win, a 30-point win over like some good teams. I feel like they sat down and they were just like, yo, come on. It's time to like turn this up. Let's get this.
Totally.
And you know who needs to do that? Like this week?
Who's that?
The Sparks.
They do.
They need to sort out whatever's going on. There's...
I mean, you were mentioning to me that you thought Derek Fisher might be on the hot seat.
I mean, if I'm anyone in that organization, I'm looking at the team I have on the floor, feeling like this is a team like just full of all-stars, full of MVPs. Like this is a really, really strong team.
Totally.
And they're just losing right now. And this is the same team that was winning for years. So, of course I'm looking at Derek Fisher and I'm going, why isn't your team performing? You're a first-year head coach. What's going on?
Do you think it's because of all the roster changes?
I mean, there weren't that many roster changes.
But
there was one roster change.
No. Fair. I'm
I mean,
saying,
two. A couple.
That's what... But...
No, because the whole core is still there.
But...
Except for Jontel Lavender.
I'm saying the way that they were, you know, implemented this year so far, right? So, Kansas hasn't been there. Right? And then Ogumike just came over. And the trade was really late. It was like right before the season started.
No, I don't think that would be a problem.
You don't.
At all.
You don't think it was like a chemistry issue right now?
No, because my God, we're still talking about like you know Chelsea Gray, Nneka Ogwumike, Candace Parker. I mean, we're still talking about like
what's
a core
a, what's
of
a,
players some... that have won together consistently. And sure, okay, Candace just came back from injury. You know, maybe she's not, like, you know, at full strength, or maybe she, you know, whatever. You know, I get it. But the rest of this team, I'm surprised by where they are. But, you know, I had them as, like, one of my top, like, two, three teams this year. So it's definitely shocking to me. I'm not saying that Derek Fisher is to blame. I'm just saying you look that direction when you've got this much talent that's won together and they're not winning now. I mean, you just don't you?
I mean, sure. I do agree with that. But, I mean, even you were saying, like, it's one of those things that it just got to come down to the players.
Yeah.
Coaches can only do so much, right?
And I think that they'll turn it around. But, I don't know. But I'm starting to be concerned.
I can't put it on a coach this early into, like, it's so early.
It's a third of the way through.
It's his first season. You're talking about season one, what, like 10 games in?
Girl, we're talking about L.A. here. L.A. is expected to win. I don't care what sport you're in. I don't care what team you're on. If you are playing in L.A. and you are coaching in L.A., there's an expectation. And you can't tell me that the Sparks, who have like a history of success and championships and just excellence, that there's not pressure on them to win. And I guarantee you the players are feeling the pressure and feeling like, damn, you know? Like, I don't think it's just a, oh, well, we'll figure it out. I mean, we're a third of the way through the season. They're 4-6. It's not the worst record, but they need to improve.
I sure. I mean, what? They're 0-3 with Kansas Parker already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You would like to see, you know, one of those be a win, especially
you know.
The last game.
I think there were some bad losses there, too. Like, I mean, like 20-point losses or something.
I mean, didn't they lose the Liberty by like 10, 15 points when Zowie B just went wild?
No, they lost by like 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 6, to be exact.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen? Think they're going to turn it around or how do you see it going?
I think the league is really good.
Mm.
And I think we're talking about a lot of players that have been in the league for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just, you know, their time is, you know, slowly dwindling away to all these new, young, up-and-coming players.
It's interesting that you say that because I was just looking at, like, some of the ages of some of, like, the, you know, the players that I think of as, like, the stars of the league.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have to remember that it's a league that gets started at a later age. You know, the first, the rookie season is when you're 22. And so, you know, these players, it feels a little bit like their careers aren't maybe as long as maybe some of the men, because their careers start, you know, 3 years later
After
sometimes, you
most
know.
of the time, yeah.
And like, you know, you just kind of look at it and you're like, oh, I want more years of you, you know? Like,
You want more of the
I want
prime.
more of the prime years of
But
these star players.
would you rather that or the way college is?
I'd be real interested
Because
if the
I kind of
WNBA.
love the college basketball season.
I love the college game. I love the women's college game specifically. I
Yeah.
love how it all rolls. But I also see it from the other perspective of what would it look like if you let players come out of college after their, you know, junior year, say. It doesn't even have to be like that much more extreme. But if it's just 1 year younger, like, does that give you like that one more year to develop in the WNBA to be in your prime? I don't know. Like, I think about it. I wonder.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, because it goes to what you're speaking about, which
Maybe.
is that, you know, these players are just maybe getting older, and maybe their effectiveness is beyond their
And
prime.
I think maybe the game might be changing a little bit too. Like
Ooh, tell me more.
I just think, more shooters, more. I was kind of surprised by how the Sky have been playing. And they shoot really well.
Yeah, really fast-paced.
Fast pace, yeah. And the sun. And it's also like, I do think there's something to be said about, chemistry and playing with your team and playing with, the same people over and over again. And like most of the Sun players have been playing together for a very long time. Most of the Sky players are, the starting ones have been playing together for a while. Like, I just think like some of these teams that, might not have that, like, superstar per se are really well at playing as a team. And I think that's a part of it too. I just think
Just like
not, I
chemistry.
think the chemistry, but
Yeah.
I also do think, yeah, I mean, how old's Candace Parker now?
I don't know.
I was in high school when she was
She's
balling
probably
at,
32, something like that.
but I was,
I can look it up.
she's got, yeah. I feel like I was in high school when she was playing at Tennessee.
Yeah, but you're a baby.
Not, I mean, sure.
She is 33.
Okay. But that's, to me,
Yeah.
that's like, wow.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I was saying when I was looking up some of these ages. I'm like, oh man, we're not gonna have you for like ever.
Yeah, the
Like you look at the men, you're like, oh my God, LeBron been around forever. And
been
he's like
around.
33.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, and he's gonna play till 40 too. He's easily gonna play until his kid's in the league.
Especially if he keeps making Space Jam movies.
Space Jam. Yeah, bring the girls in. It's
Yeah,
pretty
that's
great.
pretty exciting to have some of the
Yeah,
ladies
I
in
love it.
Space Jam.
All the LA girls. Well, it's not
Speaking
all
of
two
ladies in
LA
Space
girls.
Jam, dun dun dun, is it the return of Tarazi?
Yeah.
What's gonna happen? Star Wars episode 5000,
I think
Return of Tarazi.
she is such a big deal to that team.
She's such a big deal to the
The
league, to the
league.
sport, to any team.
Yeah.
She's something.
She still shoots it crazy great, and she's fearless about shooting too. She gotta get her shot. She just reminds me of like Kobe. She gonna
Yeah.
go out there and do her or like I'm gonna score on you.
Yeah, and they need her. They
Yeah.
need her. Yeah.
They've proved that they need her. I thought Dwanna Bonner was gonna like do what Natasha Howard's doing,
Yep.
and just be like, "Cool, I got this." While you're
But
gone,
I mean, she's been great.
she has been. But I expected the win-loss record to be
Yeah.
more like the Storm. Their team is good still.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
That's the only thing I thought. Like I just thought we were gonna get that. Like we were gonna get that same kind of play out of that team. And we just haven't seen that.
Yeah. And Tarazi just elevates them from a team that is, you know, really good to like a team that's scary.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the.
And like that's not like a shot at the other, you know, guards like Lonnie Mitchell, Brian January, you know, it's not a shot at them.
Yeah.
They've been doing a great job actually.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, it's just going to be a different story when she comes back.
I
And
just.
we thought she was coming back
They
yesterday,
need their leader.
but she
It's.
wasn't
She's
back
that
on the court
leader, yeah.
yesterday. I guess we're expecting her back for the Mercury's next game.
You would hope with all the rumors and all the news. I mean, I follow a good amount of their reporters and stuff, so I haven't seen anything since then. But, you know.
Well, you know, and I mean, the nice thing is that, and maybe this is why they didn't have her play on Sunday, is that they don't play again until Friday. So maybe they just thought,
give
you
her,
know what?
Give
we'll
her,
give
the
her
week.
Like almost a whole other week
yeah,
to like
great.
Recover.
I think
so,
it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because so, they had her balling pretty hard, I guess, in practices and stuff. So.
Yeah, so I would expect to see her against Indiana, against the Fever on Friday.
Okay.
And I'm excited about it. It's an exciting matchup. You know, both of the teams kind of are like, you know, in that realm of like getting that last couple spots in the playoffs and the standings right now. So I think it'll be an entertaining game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game.
What other games are you looking forward to this week, John?
Let me pull up the sketch.
All right, I'll tell you about a game that I am very much looking forward to. The Dallas Wings and the New York Liberty. Now, that's going to be a surprise
Hit
one
me. Why?
Because we've got
Tell me.
Two of the teams that right now are not in the playoff picture. I'm excited about this game because it features a couple stellar young guards that are being asked to do a lot for their team in Asia Durr for the New York Liberty and Arike Ogunbowale for the Dallas Wings. And we saw them play.
It's that college matchup.
That's what I'm saying. We saw them play a lot in college. It's going to be fun to see them on the court against each other again in the WNBA, especially with the kind of talent they now have around them. And so I just think it's a game that I'm excited about. I'm looking forward to it next Friday night. If you listen to our other podcast where we interviewed Jeff Magliacetti, who's the New York Liberty beat writer and an amazing guy. That's a great podcast. You should definitely listen to it. We talked a little bit about this game and about the development of Asia Durr and, you know, the rest of the young New York Liberty players. So
good plug.
I'm
baby.
Looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah,
how about you?
I love that matchup. That's fun. For me, it's tomorrow is a great game. The Storm at Las Vegas.
Yeah, and it's on Twitter.
It's on Twits.
Yeah, 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
Tweeters.
On Tweeters. On Twitter is, Seattle Storm and Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah, love that.
That should be a fun match.
And then my other one is Saturday, and you got the Sun and the Mystic.
On ESPN.
Exactly.
At 2 p.m. this coming Saturday,
yeah.
June 29th. Connecticut Sun, Washington Mystics.
Yeah, that one's...
I think this is the third time they're playing this season. Connecticut's gotten the better of them the first two times, but Washington has been playing stellar.
Great. But, they both have been playing great basketball. I mean, the Sun just lost to the Sky, which the Sky have been playing great basketball, too.
Great
so,
ball.
Shout out to them. But, this matchup is, to me, the 1-2 teams right now. And that's how I look at it. Like they're
I see that.
They're 1-2 in my eyes.
I mean, they're 1-2 in the standings. So you know.
Yeah.
Totally.
I mean, I'm just saying, like from pure eye test, feel like that they've both played so great lately.
Yeah, that'll be a fun matchup. I'm looking forward to seeing how that one shakes out this time around. I'm also looking forward to the Mystics and the Sky playing. I just think, you know, with the Sky just coming off, having beaten the Sun.
When's that?
The Mystics and the Sky are at noon on Wednesday. I know. Not the best time of the day for
is
a
it
WNBA
on, can
game.
Can I watch it anywhere?
NBA.TV.
Lee Pass it?
Yeah. So
League Pass is mad cheap. Everybody go buy it.
Yeah, buy the League Pass. Anyway, I'm excited about that game.
Yeah.
Washington and Chicago, they've both been playing really well. Chicago just beat Connecticut. So it's kind of like a, you know, fighting for that number two spot in my mind.
Yeah.
That's what that matchup is about. And I think it'll be interesting.
Totally.
So.
What else you got for us over there?
So for TV, we pretty much covered the main games. We've got Tuesday night at 10 p.m., Seattle and Las Vegas. We've got Saturday, Connecticut and Washington Mystics on ESPN at 2 p.m. And then we have a series of games on NBA.TV. Wednesday, the noon game where the Mystics take on the Sky. And then there's an 8 p.m. game where the Sun battle the Wings. And then Friday, June 28th, we have the Chicago Sky at the Seattle Storm, which should also be a really fun game. And that's on NBA TV.
Dope.
Boom.
That's some TV. Dope stuff. Dope stuff. Watch the WNBA and all those spots at all those times every day. All, everybody, please.
Or we'll murder you.
We're coming for you.
Last thing I want to do today, if that's okay with you, is I want to talk about your Spotlight Queens.
Okay.
How do you feel about Spotlight Queens this week?
My Spotlight Queen is Natalie Achonwa.
Fighting Irish.
I said her last name right, right?
Achonwa.
Okay, dope. Yeah. She's super fun on Instagram.
Yeah, she cool.
Yeah, she cool. And she was the one posting, like, as much as, you know, I turned the travel thing into a serious issue, she was having a ton of fun with it.
Good girl.
Yeah, she was just having a blast during the whole thing, and it looked, like, hilarious from her point of view, but, like, I see the serious side in it. You know?
She has great energy.
Yeah.
She's always been a great personality.
At the
Final Four?
Final Four when we were there, and she was on, what's it called, Chinee?
Yeah.
Or whose podcast? Above the Rim?
Yeah, Above the Rim.
Great podcast, by the way.
La China,
yeah. That was a great time.
We're going to get on that podcast one day.
And she's going to be on our podcast one day.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, we're going to...
We got to get Natalie Achama on our podcast, too.
Yeah.
We'd have a ton of fun with her.
Yeah, she dope. So
what's her Instagram?
Oh, my God, Jesus, I had it just pulled up.
All right, so Natalie Achama, Notre Dame alum, Indiana Fever, you know, perennial.
But who's yours? You start get into yours really quick while I get this correct. I'll pitch it at the end.
All right. So, my social media.
Oh, my wait, social I got me- it. I got it. It's it's Nat Nat and then Achon 11.
Say it again.
Natachon 11. That's her follow on Instagram.
Awesome.
Do it. Hit the follow.
Just get my co-host, just super prepared as always.
What do you mean? I'm crushing.
My social media queen, or my spotlight queen. Let's just call them social media queens.
I like spotlight.
All right, fine. My spotlight queen this week is Laisha Clarendon. So Laisha Clarendon plays for the Sun, and she comes off the bench, and she just makes me smile. She Aww. Just has this brightness about her spirit and her energy that just absolutely just makes me happy. And I just want to know her. Like, that's my feeling I get from her, is that, like, we would just have the most,
Yes.
we would have, like, the most fabulous time just, like, having, like, you know, sunset drinks, like, at, like, some, like, rooftop bar, shooting the shit about, like, all the, like, crazy shit in the world, and just, like, you know, I don't know.
I love your dream date with her.
Yeah, so my dream date with Laisha. So, anyway, she's awesome. Her Instagram is super fun, too. She's just real authentic. She's one of those people who just puts herself out there, and, you know, she loves herself, and... you know, that really shines through in her Instagram, and it just always makes me smile. So, Laisha Clarendon, my spotlight queen. You can reach her on Instagram at Laisha, LayShiaC.
Dope.
Check her out.
I'm gonna hit the follow button right now.
You're gonna remember who she is, and you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I loved her from the game.
From the game. Yeah, yeah. No, that's I guarantee you that's gonna happen.
Guarantee.
So do you have anything else you want to talk about today though?
No, just that we love women's basketball.
We do. I love women's basketball. I'm gonna do real fast. What's your thought on Toronto trying to get a women's basketball team?
Oh, I love it.
That's just, I love that's it. Some news today.
So yeah, to Toronto. You know, talking about ownership groups up there wanting to
Yeah.
bring on a WNBA team. Yeah, that's great. I think that's spectacular for the league.
So smart.
I think Toronto, especially with the hype and what happened for the
Oh, yeah.
NBA playoffs, like, man, it got crazy up there.
Crazy.
And I think that maybe it showed people that maybe it's a progressive city, it's really liberal. There's no reason to think that a WNBA team wouldn't receive a really warm welcome.
I think it's fantastic. I think it showed that they deserve all the sports that they have up there. Having a team for every professional sport that we have up
Totally.
there deserves what they have because it showed how their fan base can act and get behind their teams.
Yeah.
Oh my God, was that like it almost like the Drake stuff almost,
Oh
got to
my
me a
God.
little bit.
How much would Drake get in on a
But like,
WNBA team,
right,
though?
why does it
Yeah.
like how do we get Drake be a part of that
Yeah,
ownership
he
group?
would be. He'd be so
Let's
into it.
do it. Let's get you involved.
Yeah, totally.
'Cause like I just think that's what the league needs is something like that.
I love it, and I think it should be an expansion. And I think we should add another
I
team with
think
the
there should be two.
expansion,
Yeah,
because we
get
need a
two
team in
rolling.
Colorado.
Yep, get two rolling.
Please bring a team to Colorado.
Please.
Don't call them the Colorado Blues.
Don't do what Paul said with the Colorado Blues. It's a bad name.
I can think of other bad names. We can call them like the Colorado Mile Highs, but that's real bad too.
I mean, yeah. Why, like, I mean, why? I think we should just try and figure out how to call them the Nuggets because it's just the best team. I
No.
love it. I love the Nuggets.
Colorado Red Rocks.
Boom.
Boom.
Done. You just figured it out.
Boom.
Oh, I could think of their jersey colors and everything right
Yeah, it'd be
now.
sick.
Sick.
All
Sick.
right, WNBA, you heard it. We need two teams, one in Toronto, one in Colorado.
Yeah, done. But yeah, so those were those. I just yeah, that was breaking news today. So I just wanted to hit on that for a sec.
Totally with it.
But yeah, I think this is a great podcast. I hope all of you enjoyed.
We hope you think it was a great podcast.
Yeah, listen more. You're gonna find us on YouTube,
Share us
not
with your
YouTube,
friends.
Jesus,
Yeah,
iTunes
iTunes, not YouTube.
this week.
Oh, shit.
Probably it's gonna get approved by the end of the week, but we're gonna be on there. Queens of the Court
Queens
podcast.
of the Court.
That's us. Thanks
We're
for
the King
coming,
Size Queens.
John Hanson.
Paul Jafrida. Make it rain, girl.
Bye.
Bang.
Make it ring, girl, make it ring, make it ring, girl, make it ring.